something of that sort.
Now, a woman who's lost her husband is a
widow.
And a child born out of wedlock?
An illegitimate child.
Okay. A noisy serenade after a wedding.
I don't particularly know a word. I think the Mexican people have a noisy parties and things. Or weddings I know of, and I don't mean that I'm just a stick in the mud, but we don't have any noisy things.
This is something that they used to do in the old days, especially, and I think they did it in New Mexico.
Chivalry?
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes they would assemble, and as the bride and groom were retiring for the night,
uh-huh.
and a bunch of drunken characters, or I guess mostly males, but could have been females, or just raising hell generally, and start yelling and hollering and pounding the house with clubs and that sort of thing, or whatever.
Wow.
Just as they were retiring for their honeymoon nuptials.
I heard sometimes they try to kidnap the groom, too.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, yes.
Now, a musical instrument that you play like this?
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for that?
Mouth organ, a mouth harp.
Okay. With a harmonica, you can play beautiful what?
Melodies, songs.
All melodies and songs are?
Music.
Yeah, music. Now, kids play on something that goes like this.
Seesaw. Mm-hmm.
And a turkey bone that is shaped like a Y and kids can pull on either end is called a...
Now, what's that?
It's a turkey bone. And you take it out...
Oh, the wishbone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you carry a heavy load up the stairs, like a TV, and you want to emphasize the weight of what it is that you carried, you'd say, I had to something it up the stairs. I had to what it up the stairs.
I had to really strain to get up the stairs.
But you had to do what to the object? You had to...
Lug it up.
That's a good one. the opposite of boyfriend is...
Girlfriend.
And what other words are there for that?
Sweetheart. What other words are there for girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes, just sweetheart, okay. Some local parties and fairs or celebrations in El Paso, like citywide celebrations. Do you know any?
Of course, as a boy growing up, we used to have a lot more. There used to be a parade every Armistice Day, and we do have here the, I don't think they do anymore, November 11th is Armistice Day, the day that World War I ended. But they have the Sun Bowl Parade at Thanksgiving time, which is an annual event, has been since 1936. It used to be on the 1st of January, but perhaps 10 years ago it was changed back to Thanksgiving, and they crowned the Sun Princess, and that's a big festive pageant and all that.
When all the cowboys get together, that's called a...
Roundup.
How about when they get together and ride broncos?
Rodeo.
Okay. And
rodeo.
What would you say, rodeo or rodeo?
Well, if you're proper, it'd be, the Spanish pronunciation would be rodeo. It's a Hispanic word, but the Americanized version is rodeo.
Okay. Now, if a person laughs at jokes, he has a good sense of...
Humor.
And the person who goes with you to a party is your...
Date.
Okay.
Or consort, I guess.
Okay.